Welcome to Sundays with Bishop Ken. A weekly podcast brought to you by the publishers of Little Books of the Diocese of Saginaw. Each Sunday of Ordinary Time, the Gospel and Bishop Ken's homily are proclaimed by members of our faith community. During the seasons of Advent, Christmas, Lent, and Easter, our Sunday prayer time will be taken from the Little Book's reflections for that season. We are pleased to spend this quiet time with you today.
It's June 8th, Pentecost Sunday, and the final day of the Easter season. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." John chapter 20, verses 19 through 22. It may seem surprising to hear that reading from John's Gospel. This is the Feast of Pentecost. The familiar text of Pentecost is Luke's description of the disciples gathered in one place, and a noise like a strong wind filling the house, and tongues like flames of fire coming to rest on each of them. But instead, the text is John's preparatory Pentecost, which happened on Easter Sunday evening. What Luke and John agree on is that the Lord pours His Spirit upon His disciples. At the Last Supper in John's Gospel, Jesus promised that He would do this. Now, after His death and resurrection, He fulfills that promise. This is similar to what happened at our baptism and confirmation when we received the gift of the Holy Spirit. At every Mass, the Spirit is called down not only upon the bread and the wine, but also upon me. Imagine the enlivening, expansive breath of God within me, part of my life. What a gift. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.